I'll touch on one of the points about the lachas of Hallel. There's a mile in a lacha to say Hallel B'tzibur. Example of this question is, how far do you take it? Sukkos, person doesn't have his lulav and esrog, the tzibur gets the Hallel, should he wait to get his lulav and esrog and be able to say Hallel with lulav and esrog, which is very important in a lacha, or should he say Hallel B'tzibur? So there are person would say that a person should say Hallel B'tzibur, the mile of saying Hallel B'tzibur. By Rosh Chodesh, we take this normally that Rosh Chodesh is not Chanukah, can we take this halacha even a step further? Let's say a person comes like the davening, he set up Sukkah to Zimra, and the tzibur gets the Hallel. He should say Hallel with the tzibur. He does not say the first bracha at the beginning of a Sheikh of the Shonu. He said Baruch Shomer, that counts as the first bracha. He doesn't say the bracha at the end of Yehalucha, he's going to say Yishtabek at the end. It'll say the kapitel of Hallel together with the tzibur, then continue Sukkah to Zimra and finish it off, and then not say Hallel after Shmonesra. He said Hallel with the tzibur. Chanukah, however, anytime you're saying Hallel Shalom, that's not true. We do not want you to be master the bracha before and the bracha afterwards. In that situation, a person would not say Hallel with the tzibur. He would daven regularly Pesukah Zimra, Kriyashma, Shmonesra, and then say Hallel afterwards with a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. Rosh Chodesh, which is only a minute to say Hallel, it's not a Chiyuv Gomer, we allow you to take away the bracha beforehand and the bracha afterwards, and you use the brachas of Pesukah Zimra to be the brachas for Hallel. So that sense, even in that situation, we want to get the Milo saying Hallel B'tzibur, but not to the point by a Hallel Sholem, like Chanukah, or other times, not to be mafsid the bracha before and afterwards. Have a good morning.